Drapes and the High Flyer here with you on The Drive, guys, here at Sactown Sports, 1140. Coming up in about, what, 3 hours? Tip-off between the Kings and the Clippers. And I said it during the break. I don't know what you're doing for an encore if you're Sacramento. How do you bounce back and crank up the energy again?
Spin the block, baby. Spin the block. Come right back and do exactly what you did. Bring that exact same energy out.
What I was just thinking as you were just talking right there. The Kings can show me a lot tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they come over, get blown out. But if they come out with that same energy, focus, and everything we saw in the second half last night,
mm-hmm.
that shows me they about their business.
They for real.
They about their business.
They
right?
for real. If they come out, I mean, this will show you if they've gotten it mentally about how bad they want to be a great team. A good team is going to come out, and you might see them compete a little bit, then all of a sudden, you know, the Clippers will get away from them and they'll lose this game.
Right.
Right? But a great team understands, okay, last night was last night. We love it now. We're not going to take anything for granted, but last night was last night, and today is today. We have to come out, and we have to be able to duplicate what we did last night today because we still need this win. Last night was more so for the cup, all right? Tonight is for the overall scheme. We have two goals that we have to get to, we have to accomplish, and this is just a part of that long one.
What are those two goals?
To advance in the cup.
Cup.
Probably get a cup championship. That's probably a goal, yeah. All right? And then to make it back to the playoffs. Make it back to the playoffs is going to be the goal.
Mission accomplished yesterday. At least they could check one box.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could also say that a goal was to get that monkey off their back known as the Golden State Warriors high flyer. They had lost 8 out of 9 games, including preseason, to these guys. And so while advancing was a goal, they kind of needed to win too, right?
Yes.
For their own feel good.
Yes. The goal was number one. The goal was first and foremost to advance. Now, to get that monkey off your back was 1A. Okay? It was definitely 1A because, you know, I think that sets a serious tone when you come in, you play against a team, you're right down the road, and you smack them 3 times, and you only play them 4.
Right.
Even if they get that 4-4, you're like, okay, we let y'all have that. But when y'all needed it, we smacked y'all 3 times straight. So for the Kings to get this, now it's 2-1. If they go down there and be able to get Golden State again, it's even.
It's even.
Now my chest poked out.
You know, I said it yesterday, and even though Mike Brown might disagree with me, that was a must-win game, not only for the standings, for the cup, but Sacramento Kings fans, hopefully you agree with me, 916-339-1140. That was a win you needed psychologically. That was a win you needed that when you walked outside and got your mail today and you saw that Golden State Warriors fan next to you, you could look at him and say, what now? What?
You know what? Mike look at things a little differently than what we look at.
Yeah, he does, right?
He does.
Come on, man.
Because you know what? Once again, he's been to the mountaintop many a times. So, you know, just like last year, we broke a 16-year drought. And Sacramento was lit.
Yes.
Mike Brown was like this. Okay, so what?
So what? We made the playoffs.
We made the playoffs. So what? Because his mindset is all the way to the end goal. He wants that championship. So that game tonight, that game last night, we was all on it. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. Mike Brown is like, yeah, but that's one that's putting us to the next step for the other. Okay, I'm happy we got that one. We're ecstatic. We're ecstatic about it. He's like, okay, we won that game. Now we got to get the Clippers. He's on to the next game, dog. He's on to the greater good.
You know what?
He's not in the here and now.
Dog, I'm trying to enjoy this one, baby.
I'm trying to
feel good.
That's us.
Right.
But he ain't Luther Vandross.
But he's already turned the page.
He ain't in the here and now.
All right, listen to Mike Brown. Jay, we're going to pull Mike Brown after the game on buying into a psychological win last night for a Sacramento Kings team. He says, not so fast.
I don't really buy into it. We might even won the series last year against the Warriors. I don't remember. And then they beat us in the playoffs. And I addressed this to my team 2 days ago. I said the regular season, it's great for certain things. I said, but I don't buy into the fact if they win tomorrow, we're down 0-3, and they win the next game, we're down 0-4, or even if we win the next two games, I don't think it's going to have a huge impact come playoff time. The best team is going to win. 99.9999% of the time, in my opinion, the best team is going to win a playoff series, a seven-game playoff series especially. And so I told them, more importantly, you know, it's the in-season tournament. Let's go get a win because of that. And on top of that, we're thinking about playoff seeding. And so, you know, we're down to three teams right now. We're down to Golden State. We're down to Houston. And we're down to New Orleans. And so we don't want to lose that head-to-head, because at the end of the day, they could have an advantage come playoff time. So in my opinion, those two reasons were more important to go get the win, and plus we want to win, than just a psychological advantage right now that I don't think really will carry over come playoff time. But you would have to ask each individual guy. This is what I told my team.
Wow.
I told you.
He echoed exactly what you said.
I told you.
He got goals here.
Bro, he looking at the ultimate, at the end of the rainbow. He's like, yeah, advancing to the cup was cool, but that psychological stuff.
He looking at the big picture.
Means nothing.
No, let me ask you this, though, because yeah, you're right, and that's Mike Brown's opinion. But you are a former player.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is losing to the same team over and over and over, what kind of effect does
draining.
That have?
It's draining.
Okay.
It's draining. Because, you know, we're all competitors, and we all know that the next night can be a whole total different night. But it's something to be said when a team just continuously beats you, and all of a sudden, you know, it goes through your mind, man, these dudes just got our number, bro. We just can't beat these cats. And you know what? And it doesn't have to be a championship caliber team. It can be a lowly team that they beat you three times in a row. You're like, bro, we the number one seed, but we just can't beat Detroit for nothing.
Arthur says it was a game more for us fans and team in the Golden State than Golden State. They will fold on their own. They're one player away to getting back. He goes on to say something. We did just get word. Shams just tweeted this out a hot second ago regarding Gary Payton II. Remember, he left yesterday's game early. GP2,
yeah, and we
was doing some damage.
And we didn't see him hurt that calf. Is it the calf or is it the Achilles?
Shams is saying GP2 has suffered a torn right calf and will be sidelined indefinitely.
And you know the crazy thing?
Yeah.
Is that calf is very critical to the Achilles. Because you remember Kevin Durant went
right down
with the calf.
And then yeah.
He tried to come back.
And then blew the Achilles.
And blew the Achilles, yes. And see, and another thing too is that, you know, GP2, my nephew, we real tight. We family. Yeah. But the thing about it is that his game is predicated on explosiveness.
Right.
So he's really going to have to get that right. It's not one of those things to where, you know, okay, well, my game really ain't predicated on me, you know, playing
above
the rim.
Just standing in the corner.
He's not that type of player.
Right.
So he's really going to have to get that right.
Yeah, that's a big blow for the Warriors because, like you said, he was a pest out there last night.
He was causing havoc. He was a game changer.
The steals in the backcourt and everything.
Bro.
Come on, man.
Hey, the steal, the and-one dunk.
Yes.
You know, being all up in Malik's skirt. You know, believe me, he frustrated Malik. That first quarter when Malik got those first two fouls, he frustrated Malik.
He was frustrating Malik Monk. Yeah, you're right. All right, you're listening to the Drive Guys here, Drapes and High Flyer. I want to squeeze in a quick call, Jay. Let's go to D right now. D, you're hanging out with Drapes and the High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140.
What's going on, fellas, man?
What's
I just
up, baby?
To tap in and, you know, I just want to tap in and just have a conversation, man. I'm seeing a lot of Kings fans, man, excited about a one point win on a team that is clearly not the same team that they were 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. The Warriors are, you know, they're not a top eight team right now. They're not. Be real. To have that actual type of game against a team like that, the Kings are a top five team. But, you know, they could be a top three team. They're missing a piece, but, you know, we'll get there. But I don't see why Kings fans and Kings are excited about a one-point win when they should have dominated. De'Aaron Fox struggled the first half. Moody, which the Warriors would have won if Moody would have played the last couple minutes of the fourth.
Hold up, D. D, hold on. I respect you, and I'm not going to interrupt you. I got a habit of doing that. Let me know before you continue. No, hold up, Jay. Jay's like, it's your show, Drapes. No, I'm trying to be respectful. Because I want to know, D, who's your squad? What team you cheer and root for?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I am a diehard Laker fan. Jay Spencer, Kobe Bryant. Come on, talk to me.
But look, Jay, cut the mic.
He exposed himself. That's what I was doing,
mic.
Jay. You hear this guy. First, I thought he was a Warriors fan. He coming up and saying, oh, they would have lost without so-and-so. But then when he said, high flyer, the Warriors aren't even a top eight team, I was like, got him.
Hey, this dude's a wolf in sheep's clothing, man. What you gonna call our show like that? That's just disrespectful.
D is crazy.
He lucky I don't catch him on the boulevard and smack spit out his mouth.
Oh, my God. My guy James on YouTube says D is a Debbie Downer. He ain't no Debbie Downer, James.
He a Laker fan.
He a Laker fan. That's worse.
He worse than Debbie Downer. He a Laker fan.
Hey, we got much more to drive, guys. High Flyer and myself, Drapes, coming up.
We just playing, D.
Your calls, D.
We just playing, D. Keep calling us.
916-339-1140. I keep teasing it. Are the Warriors broken? There's some infighting going on. I'm talking among the fan base. They're calling for Steve Kerr to get fired. We're going to dive into that next with Drapes and the High Flyer on Sactown Sports 1140. Your boy Drapes hanging with the High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. You're listening to The Drive, guys. Getting you ready for Clippers-Kings. We'll preview that matchup coming up in just a minute. But we're about to put a bow on this big-time win last night against the Golden State Warriors, 124-123. I said that the Kings broke the Warriors. And here's what I meant. You got Warriors fans in their feelings big time today. Our boy Bonte Hill. You saw the video of him walking in the rain looking for his puppy out there. He was like a lonely dog out on the streets this morning.
I saw you and him. Walking in the rain.
That brother's
about to drop a tear, boy.
That's for you, Bonte. So I get home last night, and I go right to bed pretty much, man. I was tired. I was gassed. Carried you on a radio show.
Right.
Watched the game, too. And so Bonte texts me. Let me pull this up. And he says, it might be a long one tonight. That game hurt. I can't sleep.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. That why the Warriors are broken.
Man.
Their fan base is broken. Yo. Their media members are broken.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Jay. You got it.
Yeah. You know what? First the Fat Boys, now it is.
Now it is, right? Their head coach got out-coached last night by Mike Brown.
By his boy.
Mike Brown, who studied under him. They both under the Greg Popovich tree.
Right.
Mike Brown got the best of him this time. Mike Brown pushed the right buttons. Trey Lyles, Malik Monk.
The Magnificent.
Keon Ellis. Sasha freaking Vazankov, my guy. He was big last night.
Mr. Vazankov.
Exactly. And what did Steve Kerr do? Moses Moody, you got 11 in the quarter. Sit down. Calm down, young. Come sit. Think about that if you're Moses Moody, hot flyer.
Come on over here and sit next to me.
Sit next to me. You're the best player on the floor in the fourth quarter.
Hey.
You're the only guy hitting shots. And your head coach pulls you.
Hey, to go 3-for-3, and if it wasn't for an offensive foul, 4-for-4, and this is what you get. Come on over here, man. Come on over here, sit next to me.
Think about this. They would have won the game, maybe, if Moses Moody had stayed in.
Hey, they had another cat that was knocking down shots. And at that particular point, the Kings did not need that.
They didn't need that, exactly. Because they took the ball out of Steph's hands and dared Draymond, Wiggins, all these other guys to beat you, and they couldn't do it last night, High Flyer. They couldn't do it. This Warriors team, they're broken. They're 8-10 on the season. They're struggling right now. They started off the season well, but then water always levels, right? It always comes back to its level point, and that's what we're seeing now with Golden State. So with that being said, What are the Warriors this year? Are they an aging champion desperately trying to hang on?
Man, I mean, it's just one of those situations. I called it. I'm like, this is their last dance.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
This is it for that dynasty. You know, after this year, don't know who all's going to remain on that basketball club. But I'll tell you what, for that starting five, this is their last run. It's going to be a big shakeup in the Warriors with the starting five when they don't win. Because I don't believe they're going to win.
I'm with you as well. And the fact, and I said it before, and I've been saying it for the last year or two, their inability to develop and trust their young players is what's going to kill them. And Steve Kerr's stubbornness and loyalty to his vets, that's what's going to do them in, High Flyer. If you're Steve Kerr, do you get it, though? These are my guys. They got us here. At one point, as a coach, do you go to Clay and say, maybe, Clay, I might bring you off the bench? Do you go to Draymond and say, Draymond, I can't have any of these antics anymore? Like, what's Steve Kerr supposed to do in this situation?
Honestly, KD.
Honestly.
You can't. You can't, bro.
So you're going down with your guys.
You're going to have to. I'm talking about, wait. I'm not talking about just regular guys. You know, think about it. He is running an elite group. You know, he pretty much got Navy SEALs, Black Op. You can't go to your guys that have won you four wars. You have went to war with these guys four times, and they have come up big for you. You can't go to these guys and say, you know what, I think y'all slipping a little bit. I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to bring this new Jack Gunn in here. He's going to see if he can win it for us. Nah. You know what? I'm not saying it's right. I won't ever say it's right. But I'm going to roll with Steve Kerr, and I'm going to roll with my dogs. Now, we might make a big shakeup at the end. Until the Warriors organization say, okay, we're moving on, Steve Kerr is going to stay with his guys.
But what about the other 8-9 guys on the team? Moses Moody out there in his bag. Yo. He balling. What does Moses Moody have to do to get some run?
Hey, I'm with you. I really do agree that, you know, Steve need to do a better job at integrating those guys. No doubt. Need to do a better job. But I'm telling you cannot sit down a Klay Thompson and put Moody in his spot. You cannot sit down a Draymond Green and put Kuminga in his spot.
Where was Kuminga last night?
I know.
Remember, this dude is a matchup nightmare for Sacramento. He plays with force, physicality, something we don't have. No Keegan Murray as well. And it's like,
you know what? it's almost like you got to pay your dues. Now, when Draymond move on, Kuminga, you the guy. When Clay get up out of there because he tired of dealing with it, then, okay, Moody, you're the guy. But four championships, KD, has to mean something, bro. It really does. And I feel for Steve Kerr because I don't think the guys that he has now that have won it for him is going to be able to get it done. And he's going to live and die with that, trying to make it work.
If I'm a Warriors fan, I get it. But you got to win games. It's about winning games, right?
It's a win-win league. I will agree 1,000%. But at the end of the day, Steve Kerr knows this is coming to an end. Come on, man. He's been in the league. He's played on great basketball teams. He's played under great coaches. All good runs come to an end. But what you have to do, KD, you have to run through the tape. You heard Kenny Smith on TNT.
Yeah, you got to run through
the
tape.
You got to run through the tape. And he knows this is the last dance with these guys, and I'm going to ride with them. If we get it done, great. But if we don't, hey, this was our last meal. Fellas, we gave it a hell of a run. It's been a hell of a run.
You hear that, Warriors fans? Because here's the thing. Warriors fans still think it's 2016, 17, 18.
It's not that team.
It's not that team.
Okay.
But yet they walk around with the arrogance like
okay.
It is.
The face is still there. Mm-hmm. Some of the complimentary players are still there. But you have to understand, the Golden State Warriors don't win those championships if that bench wasn't as deep as it was.
That's true.
Livingston, Barbosa, you know, Big Bogut, you know.
Iguodala.
That bench is not that.
David West was on that squad.
Right.
And here, you know what the Warriors are? You ever go to a used car lot? No, you don't because you the high five. You gave me that look like, bro, I ain't been to a used car lot since I was in high school.
you
go to a used car lot. It looks brand new. It looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
It looks clean.
Paint shiny.
Remember Jay Johnson, I told this story. My brother gave me the Jeep Cherokee. It was a cherry red Jeep Cherokee. He said, Kyle, this is your car. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped him off at the airport.
Right.
Drove that Jeep Cherokee home. It broke down on the way home. It looks nice on the outside. The face, Steph Curry, the names, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, they look great on the outside. Lift up that hood.
Hey, so what you're saying is you had a six-cylinder with two cylinders
knocking. Exactly. That's what the Warriors got. They look nice and fancy and shiny. The resumes look good. But you open up that hood, they ain't got it no more.
Dang.
The engine's a little rusty.
Wow.
As Jay said, in my gasket blown.
Leaking oil.
You know what? It was just like my brother's cherry red Jeep Cherokee because I was a half a block away from my grandma's house.
Oh,
I'm driving.
That's the worst.
Just make it to my grandma's house.
Car shaking and smoking.
I didn't make it to my grandma's house.
Same
thing with Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors.
They ain't going to make
Steve
it.
Steve Kerr saying, let's just make it one more year.
Let me
get one more year.
Yep.
And they ain't going to make it, high flyer.
Hey, you know what? You got to take the wheels off and sell it.
Sell it for parts, right?
Start breaking it off. Hey, I pull.
A couple of texts right here on the text line. The 916 says, I have a Warriors friend that said he brought up moving Clay to the bench and starting Moody and nearly got crucified by other Dubs fans. He also said Kuminga had a great start to the season, too. When is it on the player to do what's best for the team? Because we're going to see a guy here tonight, Russell Westbrook, and we'll talk about him coming up next segment. He said, you know what, Ty Lue, move me to the bench. For the betterment of the team, move me to the bench.
Here's the deal. Russell Westbrook knows that he's not going to be the alpha with those top four. Russell Westbrook is a guy that has to. It's imperative. You're not going to get the best of Russell if the ball is not in Russell's hands, if Russell cannot make the decision. So he knows he's not that guy with those four. So, yeah, bring me off the bench. So when I come off the bench, I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. I got the ball in my hand.
You're going to get the best version of me. Well, Clay ain't saying that. You know, Clay like, I'm Clay.
I'm still Clay.
Yeah, Draymond's like, I'm still Dre. It's still Dre Day. So, no, I'm not coming off the bench. I've never come off the bench. And why should I come off the bench? You know, you have to understand this, too. Ball players got egos, bro.
Right.
You know, it takes a very high IQ, good guy to say, you know what, for the betterment of the team, I'm coming off the bench. Bobby Jackson's one of the best I've seen do it.
He could have started
on any
other teams. Yep.
Said, you know what, for the betterment of this team, I'm going to come off the bench. Malik Monk is in that role. For the betterment of this team, I'm coming off the bench. But I tell you what, for every Bobby, for every Malik, you got 300 guys. I ain't coming off the bench. I don't care what you say.
Mm.
No. I refuse. And if you bring me off the bench, I ain't giving you nothing.
We got more with the High Flyer coming up next.
Yeah.
Back here at Sactown Sports, 1140, Drape's High Flyer. Final hour of the show, take you up to game night at 5:30. Scott Marsh, Jason Ross. Then you got the pregame show with High Flyer, G-Man.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be on the call as well. Getting you ready, Clippers, Kings. Remember last year, that game, 176-170?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Five.
Ooh.
I feel like every time these two teams play each other, it's a close game.
And it's highly octane.
High octane.
Yes.
As well. We're going to dive into the Clippers here in a minute. But the phone lines are open, 916-339-1140. Kings fans, how we feeling about the squad? What kind of bounce back effort are you looking for tonight? Let's get to TC hanging out with Drapes and High Flyer. What's up, our guy TC? What's happening?
What's up, man? High Flyer, Drapes, what's going on?
What up, baby?
What's up, kid?
Man, just kick back. Hey, look, I enjoyed that win last night. Tonight, just get a win. But, like, hey, flying like you were saying earlier. Hey, look, check it out. It was both things. That was for Drapes. I'm with you. That was for the mental last night, but also just get a win and get in a tournament. Let's move on. Get this win with these dudes, bro, and move on. Hey, I like how everybody showed out. Monk showed out last night. Kevin had a good game. We buckled down when we need to, even though we weren't hitting shots. That show you how scary this Kings team is. To go in a slump like that, not hit shots, miss those foul shots, and then still find a way to be down 24 and then 17 and come back and win the game. Bro, this team is lethal, elite.
TC, I agree with you. And High Flyer, to TC's point, they didn't hit shots in that first half. They couldn't hit free throws. Warriors were getting layups and threes. Historically, this might have been the game the Kings get ran out of their own building.
True.
But this is a new day. This team and their ability to fight back, man, that's what impressed me last night, especially against a four-time champ.
You know what? It's a thing that we always call closeout games. No matter what goes on, whether you up, whether you down, you have to find a way how to close out. If you are down big like the Kings were, you got to come out in that third quarter. The Kings were down 24 points.
Yes.
You know, and I'm pretty sure the mindset was you're not going to get all 24 points back in that third quarter. You know, if you get super, uber hot, then you can. But normally what you need to do is you're down 24, you want to make sure you're down somewhere around 12 or 10 by that fourth quarter.
Right.
That gives you a chance to play that fourth quarter and to be able to get back into the game. So, you know, you have to chip at it. And these guys kept working, and they were chipping. they were chipping. The Golden State Warriors were trying to get them up out of here.
Yeah.
But the Kings kept chipping, and all of a sudden, you get a breakthrough. You get that technical foul. Malik Monk goes to the free throw line. He knocks down that free throw. Now you get a couple of turnovers, a couple of threes. You right back in this game, and you feeling good in the third quarter.
You know, it's to your point, they outscored the Warriors by 10 in the fourth, but they were only down 9 going in. That was manageable.
You right where you want to be. You were down 24. You got it down to 9 going into the fourth quarter. Fellas, we back.
We back.
That's 3 possessions. We back. A couple of turnovers, a couple of stops. We are back.
You played in the league. You've had emotional wins. Now you got a quick turnaround against the Clippers team that was chilling at the Sawyer Hotel,
watching
you on TV in their plush rooms.
Oh, yeah.
How do you come out tonight? What's the message? What's the mindset as a player tonight?
You have to duplicate it, KD. You have to take a picture of it, whatever you need to do, but you got to duplicate it. You got to come out with the exact same energy that you had in that third and that fourth quarter. It was desperation for the Kings, but still, you need that energy. You have to start off better. You know, you can't think that every single night you're going to be able to give that Herculean effort in the third and the fourth quarter and be able to win, you know, 20-something, 30-something right. games in that fashion. It's not going to happen. You have to come out and you have to play better in that first half so you don't get down 24 to where you got to expunge all of that energy trying to get back.
Is this a game where the bench has to be big for you? Because starters played some major minutes last night. Do they need an X factor off the bench tonight?
They're going to need more minutes for guys off the bench because that was a draining game last
yeah.
night. You know, and our main guys played a lot. So you might need a couple of extra minutes out of Davion. You know, you might need a few extra minutes out of Chris Duarte. You know, both of the KEs, Kessler Edwards and Keon Ellis. You know, KE too. You know, you might need a couple more minutes from those guys. JaVale McGee might get a little bit more run than what he got. So that's the thing that you're going to need.
You know, when you look at this Clippers team, they got all the names. They got all the stars. And I want to bring that up in a minute, but I just was reminded of something as I'm watching the players warm up. How about Davion Mitchell? You just brought him up a few seconds ago. He was out here early. Early, before anybody.
Right.
Earlier than he usually comes out to get his workout on, to get his shots up.
Mm-hmm.
What's that show you? What you think about that?
One or two things. And both of them are good. Is there isn't a negative here, KD.
Okay.
You know, he either got the call from Mike saying, hey, you know what? De'Aaron Fox put in major minutes last night. I'm going to need you to be ready. I got to give you a little bit more minutes. Be ready. I'm calling your number. I'm letting you know. I'm calling your number, so be ready. So if you, Davion, you come out here very early, let me get my game together. Let me get a couple of extra shots. You know, let me get this feel good going. Let me work up a little lather because I know I got to give you a couple of extra minutes. Or if you're a guy like Davion who hasn't been playing major minutes, saying that, you know what, I got to stay ready.
Right.
So you don't have to get ready. You heard Sugar Free.
Sugar Free, yeah.
I got to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. Let me get this extra work. That's just a young man wanting to get better at his craft.
Yeah, and I hope he gets some minutes tonight. And, you know, we know about Davion. It's not for a lack of effort or work ethic
or anything like that.
Dude's putting in the time.
Yes.
He's putting in the work. Mm-hmm. We just got to see it develop right here on the floor tonight against the Clippers. Let's get back to the Clippers. This is a team that's sort of trying to find its way ever since making the James Harden trade, Russell Westbrook going to the bench. They had a horrible loss the other night at home against Denver. No Jamal Murray, no Jokic, and they still lose.
Ooh.
What do you make of the Clippers as we get ready to tonight's game? A lot of names on the back of the jersey. They just ain't meshing right now, though.
You know, the cold thing about that, KD, is that, you know, the organization is like, we're going all in. They done went all in. We got four guys that are number ones, four alphas, and they're paid like alphas. And they're trying to make something work, trying to make, you know, a delicacy out of a goulash. And right now, you know, they're throwing everything at it.
Right, right.
So I'm like, okay, when is it going to be a situation to where, just like the Golden State Warriors, this ain't going to work? When are you going to get to that point?
But for them, their mindset is it has to work. Or, like you said, it's going to be big changes after this season.
Yeah, because you look at it, okay, Kawhi and PG been there for a minute. How long are you going to ride that train if it don't work this year? You know, Russell Westbrook is basically on loan. If he don't make it work, how long do you think he's going to be there?
James Harden's up. His deal's up.
Jay Harden is up. If they don't make this thing work this year, I mean, they are championship or bust right now. You know, just making the playoffs, it's not going to work for them.
Nah, that's
– just making it to the second round is not going to be satisfying for them. They are a championship or bust team. That's where all the pressure is. You know, even we don't have those aspirations right now.
Right, right. We make the playoffs.
We make the playoffs, get to the
second round. That's
you know
a good
what?
Year.
It's Our good guys season. Are learning. They're yep. getting better. They got to go through. They got to weather the storm. Well, all of these guys they got pretty much have been there, have weathered the storm. They're championship or bust. You're not trying to hear anything less.
If you're Ty Lue, and I'm a Ty Lue guy. I like Ty Lue as a person, yeah. as
good
a
dude.
Coach.
Good dude.
I like Ty Lue. But he's been given a meal to go with your goulash analogy. He's been asked to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
But he ain't got no turkey. He ain't got all the ingredients, if you know what I mean. Like, the ingredients don't match. The ingredients don't match what they're being asked him to do. This is not NBA 2K high fire. That's what I don't understand, what Lawrence Frank was doing, first of all, bringing in Russell Westbrook. And Russ actually has worked when it was just him, PG, and Kawhi. But why add James Harden to that mix? You know what it's like? Hold on, high flyer. Hold on, because I'm getting on one. It's about to be a Drake. I'm getting there. It's about to be a Drake station. This is like you make a perfect breakfast. You got the eggs. You got the bacon, the ham, whatever you eat. You got the waffles. And then your mom come in and say, all right, let me put ketchup on your waffles. Mom, the meal was perfect. I didn't need anything else. Why you want me to put ketchup? James Harden is ketchup on the waffles right now.
You know what?
That's what he is, bro.
Hey, I see it like this. And I'm going to roll with you perfect. Same
right,
thing. Same thing. Same thing. You know, you got to lay it out. Your eggs, your bacon, your waffle.
Yeah, everything's perfect.
Go to the refrigerator. You ain't got no orange juice.
No orange juice?
You ain't got no orange juice.
Well, we
got
to drink. Water?
That's what I'm saying. You ain't got nothing to swallow it with.
No, man, exactly. And I will say this, though. If they're right, this Clippers team could be dangerous.
Two.
I just don't have faith in it, though.
You know what? I'm not buying it either.
Right.
But you know what? Here's the deal. I didn't buy Kyrie and Luka either.
Them boys balling this year.
J. Kidd found it. Mm. Okay? Now, I'm not buying the Harden-Westbrook reunion with PG and Kawhi. I'm not buying it. But who's to say they're not going to find it? And I'll tell you what. If they do find it, you talk about four of the best that ever done it.
Watch out.
Woo!
916-339-1140. You're listening to Drapes and High Flyer. Coming up next, we continue to get ready. Kings fans, is tonight a win you got to have? Or if we let this one slide, it's okay. We still loving what happened last night. Taking your calls and continuing the convo with High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. Back here with the High Flyer and Drapes himself. The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140. Kevin Gleason is in Japan right now, chilling the shores of Okinawa. Hopefully he's listening.
Living it.
He's living it up, right?
No, actually,
he ain't listening?
Yeah, no, no.
I'd be listening to y'all if I was out of town, bro.
I'm going to keep it 100, bro.
Keep it buck.
Hey, you put me in Hawaii on those nice islands with the weather, with the water clear and everything. Y'all the last thing I'm listening to.
All right, I see how it is. Oh, my gosh. Here we are, 45 minutes left in the show. Coming up at 5:30, it is game night with Jason Ross and Scott Marsh. Then the pregame show and then tip-off Kings Clippers. I would say, High Flyer, that winning last night, as much as I want tonight to be a win,
mm-hmm.
as much as tonight, I want to keep this thing going.
Right.
If they come out flat, it's understandable.
You're not going to jump off
the cliff. I'm not going to jump off the cliff. Right. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, if you want to be a championship team, you got to get this win. If you want to be considered seriously, this is arguably they're coming off the best regular season win in the last 20 years. And now you have to get back up again against the Clippers team who's reeling a little bit, but they're talented.
Hey,
I'm going to give them a pass tonight, High Flyer. Hey,
I've done it. I understand where you're coming from because last night let a lot of air out of their sail. Because,
right.
You know, it was a tough.
You laid it all out there last night.
You laid everything out. But it's like this. I'm an NBA player, bro, and I understand. It's one of 82. Yeah, that one was special. We did that. We came out here. We did what we needed to do. But, hey, you got to lace your shoes up again, bro, because you know what? That's what you sign up for. When you get in those millions, this is what
you, get them
you
M's.
Sign up for. So, yeah, do I look at you and say, I'm going to give you a pass? Nah, not really. This is part of it. So you got to lace them up and come on out here and go hard and try to get this game here tonight.
And to your point, the fans that were in the building yesterday, it's going to be different fans here tonight.
True.
People paying their hard-earned money to see a show, an entertaining product. And so the same way you gave those fans a show, it's like being on Broadway.
Right.
Every night, you got to get up and do it, no matter if it's back-to-back or what.
Or the closing night.
Or the closing night.
You got to give it the exact same way. And see, and that's the thing that Mike Brown has been asking them, the consistency of being dominant on their home floor, whether it's a game night or and we don't have a game to two more days later or a back-to-back. It's on your home floor. They want to be dominant here.
I just want to get to this one text real quick. I just saw this. It just came through a few seconds ago from the 916. Are the Warriors fans okay? All my Warrior fan coworkers called out sick with broken tailbones, and I don't hear a peep out of the bandwagon Warrior take machine now. They jumping off that bandwagon. They hitting their tailbones as they hitting the ground, you know?
Hey, well, you already said the wagon only got three wheels.
Right.
The axle dragon.
They need to go in for service. They need to go in for service.
Hey, the axle dragon, bro.
916-339-1140. Let's jump on those phone lines again. You're talking to Drapes and High Flyer. KC, what's happening, my man?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, KC?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, traffic today.
Hey, KC, you cutting out, man. Call back,
man.
Okay? Call back. You cutting out right now. Staying with the phone lines. My guy, Ten is on the YouTube chat. He's on the phone, and now he's on with Drapes and High Flyer. What's
okay.
up, Ten?
He in.
Oh, man, you guys are in.
What you got for
no,
me, baby?
I got you something, baby. So check this out, man. Back-to-back night, the Kings cannot let tonight slide. They got to go hard. It's like taking a girl out on a date, you know, like you did everything right. Now you got to finish strong And it's like dropping a girl off. You know, you walk her up to the door, wait till she get inside, fist hug. All right, cool. Goodbye. That's a done deal. That's a 2-0 over a back-to-back. Kings need to treat tonight like date night, game night.
Ooh, I like that, Tim. Appreciate the call. Date night, game night. You know what I'm hearing from 10 High Flyer?
What's that?
The energy from the fans is going to be there. The fan base is still up. They energetic. They fire. Let's the players do the same thing.
You know what? That's one thing that you could pretty much bet your bottom dollar on. You know, I don't care if it was last night, we played the night before, 2 nights ago. These fans are going to come here and be ready to rock.
They're going to be ready.
Yes.
They're going to be ready. Steven on the YouTube chat says, I say this is a must win. We cannot let up. Keep the gas pedal down. Last night was great. Felt great. But like De'Aaron said, it's just another one game of 82, baby. No mercy. When do you turn the page on what happened last night? When you lay down? When you get home last night and lay down?
Yep. Yeah, when you close your eyes, that page turned.
That page turned.
Yeah.
You want to the next.
Yeah, because you got to wake up that next morning and, you know, read, you know, start looking at, okay, what's going on today? You know, you don't read USA Today from yesterday, right? You read it for the day.
You read it for the day, right? You don't look at yesterday's paper.
No. You ain't worried about yesterday's news.
You know, let me ask you this before we get to break here. I'm watching guys warm up. Our guy Sasha Vezenkov is there. Did he show you enough last night where if you're Mike Brown, you coming back with him first half tonight probably?
Well, you know what? Understanding the whole magnitude of it, I think all of our bench is going to get more run.
More run tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I see him getting some more minutes. You know, he came in and hit 2 big shots for me.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 huge shots that we needed, KD, because our offense has stalled out, dog. I mean, it had fizzled. We were running on E. And he came in and he knocked those 2 shots down, and that ignited it. I was like, okay, now we back. Right when we needed it, he came up big.
He came up big off the bench on both ends, had a block, took what I thought was a charge, was called for the block, but I thought his compete level was huge. He's getting some warm-up shots. I also see Davion Mitchell out there again, High Flyer.
Bro.
Remember, Davion was out there like 2 hours ago, yep. Hour and a half ago, warming yep. up, yep. getting up shots.
Hey, went in the locker room and laid down, took a nap, and right back out here. So that lets you know, man, he mean business. And you know what? And I love seeing that, you know, because see, and I'm glad you're saying something, because a lot of fans don't understand all the hard work these young men put in. You think, well, you know, they're just basketball players and, you know, they're just, you know, prima donnas and they only. No, this brother was in here, what, 3 o'clock?
Like 3 o'clock, 3:30, yeah, getting it up.
3 o'clock, 3:30, getting shots up, and now he's out here again going through the exact same routine, you know, trying to get it down, you know, trying to get it as close as perfect as you could possibly get. You'll never reach perfect, but you always strive
right.
to get
you,
there.
You strive for that.
So, yeah, this dude is putting in the work, man, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Davion getting up some shots. Sasha Vezenkov getting up some shots. Clippers president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, walking up, too. Let's see if we can snag him up here, get him to jump on the drive guys here. We got your calls and more, 916-339-1140. You're on with Drapes and High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140.